that both are deep in the Kudu. The Yosem is that Yashish Yakimo Chokmet Fatak and Tashem is Barach. Is there Kidov the Baram Kurz Habe Kadia Chokmi is the Vakus or Odom by his Barach. Vachokmi at every fat. Chokmet is the Mtsoy for the Vakus Nakadish Barach. And Chokmet is the Torah. Chokmet in its essential way means Torah. So I guess if we need to give a marshal, it's as if you're building a building and connecting it to something. You have the foundation slab, and then you have pillars sticking out, and on top of that you put the first floor, whatever it is. Those pillars are chokhmah. And they are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, by the way, the Lamala Kitvekas from Chacham Boyes Barach, Ad She'omru, V'chi Esh Le'Dovik B'Shechina, Ardor Chacham Me'Malav K'Dovik B'Shechina Bo'ez Le'Lamala. I want to discuss, I want to talk a little bit about this, and explain why it's Torah and so on. Let's give an example. I see a painting, and the painting is a replica of a certain scene. It also conveys and inspires certain emotions in me. So, let's look at that process. Let's take a different case first. Let's say I look at a screen, and there's a lot of splashes of paint on it. So I say to myself, something went by and somebody was walking by with a few cans of paint, they got spilled down on it, a cat upset something, or whatever, mold, a face, whatever. Let's say I see a painting and the painting conveys an idea, some sort of sense of something, and the paint was put down in a very careful way to convey that feeling and so on. So, the chelik of the painting that is the methodology used in making it came from outside it. The chelik of the painting that is the understanding of what's meant to be in it, the idea in it, is a deeper inyan that comes from somebody, and it connects me to the person that it came from. The concept that came into this painting, the idea of terror, meditation, whatever the painting is, beauty, the idea behind it is really the place at which I interface with the painter. When we talk about the Torah and the Bria, we're talking about the idea that the Bria is up to. Chazal say the marshal that if Ilmalei Torah could have learned from a chasul and so on. Those are all the pshat within the bria. When I see it, when I dehear Torah, just like if I see a painting, I don't chop it quite. And somebody says, "Don't you see? This is a battle, and this is a person schlepping somebody into the battle, and so on. And it's meant to convey a sense of this or that or the other." Torah is the caption that tends to describe to me what it is that the Bria conveys. And that certainly came from outside the Bria, and that is the only real chibur that we have from the Bria to the Bria. It's the chachma of chutz, the chachma of the technique that went into making it doesn't in a real way connect me to the one that did it. Because when I'm, even on the fact that the person used the mushroom, if somebody's showing me paintings in a museum, and he shows me, he points out the techniques used to have certain effects, they might arouse inspiration for the one that did it. It might help me come to the conclusion that it wasn't an accident. Let's say I see this modern work of art, which it's very, very hard to be made on a boiler, whether it was by Mikra or not. So somebody points out and says, look at the spacings of the white dots. There's a certain pattern to it. Look at the interplay of the other colors. If you show me enough of it, it's first of all made on the fact that someone did it with machshava, and it helps evoke in me a certain admiration for the person who had such great technique. But it's not really a chibur to the person who made it. There's no revelation of the person's panemius that anyway I can sort of bond with. But if a person says, teaches me a little bit about the meaning behind it, in other words, don't you see the understanding, don't you see this is meant to convey a certain sense of something, that sense of something, it comes from the panim of the artist, and it's something that through a kesha with it, I'm able, through observing it, I'm able to build a kesha with it. So that's a tremendous, that's the chiva of it. Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the Bria two layers of chachma. There's, the first layer is the ideas, the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of wanted to convey as the kesha between us and him. The toiv and the yasher and so on. And then he also used a tool called Chachma to implement it, to make a Bria, a technical Chachma, to make a Bria that can convey those in the other wants to convey. That latter type of Chachma is a lesser Chachma. It's simply a Chachma of technique. It could have also happened, I can study... atoms smashing against each other and spraying everything with different particles, and how these particles are dispersed, and so on and so forth, which is all technical and no meaning behind it. It's only when I look for the meaning behind it, and I see it, and there I could see it in Torah. So Torah is Chachma of Torah. It's Chachma in the sense that it's the idea behind something. Chachma is never the thing, it's all the idea behind it. And that is the Chibur, that's not what's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those ideas came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very fundamental way, as opposed to the techniques that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not in a fundamental way. And these are mechaber a person to it. It's interesting. I just want to point out something. The early science was kind of undivided from philosophy, what we call philosophy today. And the truth be said, in terms of science, it was much, much schwacher. The Greek theories were wonderful and beautiful and nice. They had very little kesher with the Matthias. And if you wanted to, build a radio with their chachma, it wasn't terribly easy to. But there was a sense in their chachma. In other words, they weren't content with an answer that A causes B, and that's all there is to it. And there's no meaning to it. There's no bigger sweeping sense of things. Planets go in circles because a circle is what happens when you have an equal tug in different directions. didn't sit well with the Greek mentality. They looked for an answer like the perfection, circle of the perfectness, the idea that, you know, do things stay at rest if they're always, you know, things at rest stay at rest if things are mostly emotion or not. To the Greeks, the idea was rest is a certain state of perfection, and it can't be that things continue moving, because what are they moving to? Where are they going to? So that was really science. That was their science. Today we understand that without separating the two, you can't go anywhere. It's, I mean, with science, I deal with the technicalities, and the answer to the circle thing is because an equal tug on all sides will create a circle, after it's an ellipse, and so on and so forth. But mitzad, the penimius enyanim, what's the meaning of all the cycles and circles? Yes, that we have the bigger picture of Torah and so on. So he's saying over here, Yirim means that it starts with a hakara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a sense of a being makir, that that this that's jutting out from someplace. In other words, it's not something that's there accidentally and just sticking the ground. Let's say I would, if I walk by, I'm a builder, and I see a few pieces of metal sticking out from the ground, I'm not going to build a building on it unless I dehere it as the metal sticking out from foundations over there. So the hair that there's chachma coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the era. So that's the thing, it's not possible there should be a kiyum for chachma. Chachma means, the way he's defined the chachma terev means the meaning of everything, the sense of everything. That's only shayach is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it says, he actually dovet b'shechina, al yidovet b'chachamim, umar olof kilo dovet b'shechina. The dveikus in chachamim is because a chacham who conveys that sense of meaning that chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this world, is his chibur. Shetir zeh ki chachma Hashem yisparach, at shenech shashem zeh soit vikal hachachma, bu yisparach beis hachachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the base on which chachma is built. Just like the Yisoid is that which has the opinion on it, in other words, the Yisoid of Chachma is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's from where Chachma emanates. So in the Deher of Yerushalayim, that's where the person deheres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mela, he gets the Chachma right. So that has to come first. So the person that has that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ila, and the person is the Oro, and he's Shaykh to the Ila Dafka. Or Befrat HaChachma, and most specifically, that relationship is the Herod and Chachma. Kasha HaChachma Yishav HaShem Yisbal is Dabar Yisparach Yisham Mekayma. In a certain sense, when it says Chachma Me'ayin Yimotzei, Chachma is only shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Bria can't have meaning. If somebody asks, what's the meaning of life? The question is, why should life have meaning? If life came about through an accident, Then what's shaykh of philosophy? What's shaykh philosophy of mayas adol v'toiv if it's an accident? We can answer the question how to live healthy. We can answer the question how to live long. We can answer the question how to be happy if happiness is looked upon by a psychologist the way physical health is looked by a doctor. If happiness is simply a game of the mind, then yes, I can tell you how to be happy. But if happiness is the hair of a certain tachlis, feeling that I've accomplished my tachlis, I've gotten somewhere, then it's not shaykh unless I have that understanding first, that there is a tachlis, that without having a bria, there's no tachlis in the bria, and that's that. So basically what he's saying is that I can reverse the process. Lamashal, a person learns something and he's very inspired. He's sort of, I learned this and I'm balkar, I can say balkar chachazayin is ayra, and it helped me realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu and God is Hashem. That's very nice, but it's crooked, not in the sense that I've reversed the order. So now I am going to have to, by reversing the order, I will have a particular inspiration at this point and relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu from this angle, but it's not going to be the sweeping relationship to the Olam HaChachma, because my connection was al tnai, so to speak. Well, let's give a mashal. A person, in order to learn from a rab, I'm a young bracha, and my rebbe tells me a svara. And I kind of deheard a svara. I can, I sort of like the svara. Let's say I like it a lot. So I will, what I'll do is I'll be mekablet. A svara that I don't like, I won't be mekabel. And sometimes I'll say, you know what, it really is a good svara, and so on. So my yachas to this, because it's the opposite, limits me being able to be makif, really, what I'm going to learn from this person, because it's not as if I've the heritage site and now I'm sort of saying, okay, I'm going to learn from this site. I in those places where I have to be makir, I'm makir, but it's not such a it's lacking the picture. The picture the person needs first to have the hakara that this is taka. A real shoresh, it's a real foundation, and I'm going to build on it. That's a very, very, that's the true picture of it. So occasionally you'll get a person who'll be very inspired by something he saw, and he is inspired, like, a professor-style person, he'll occasionally lecture and say, this is very inspiring, it is, but he's missing the big picture because the Seder Dvar is not right. The Seder Dvar of Torah is first is the hair of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent out this Amudim of Chachma to the Bria, which is Torah, and those Amudim are the attempts to build on it. So, but this person has it Faket. But if a person's chachmasa is kedemis, so he doesn't really have a yisoid there. He doesn't. It's not the pshat. This is bedrock, and this is vaday like that. So whatever I'm building on it is not being supported by something beneath it. L'fikom chachmasa miskayemis. Adav ze mevul mishesh bechachma. So again, we're talking about more the type of chachma which is an understanding of the world and the big picture, the bigger the head of the world, so on. We're talking about that type of thing. But lemaisa, we're not a person who doesn't have that havana, the chacham doesn't have what to stand on. We're talking about the hearing chacham satera in its clolius. That's the chacham we're talking about. We're not talking about science. We're not talking about particular nekudas in Torah. We're talking about the hearing the entire a range of Chachmas HaTorah. So when a person puts down Yira, which is the awareness of what is everything standing on, so then the Chachma has what to stand on, and the Chachma stands firm. Let's give another Nekuda where we're standing firm, not standing firm. As a person, if a person that has that the shmukar is very strong and powerful, even if the prat seems to be a little bit strange, he will not disregard it. He'll follow through on it. Masha Einkein, if a very big doctor tells you something, somebody that you feel is absolutely the best and so on, you'll tolerate a great degree of passing things from him. Because Halamaisa, look at, you know, look at who's the one that's saying it. Masha'in came, if I have some confidence in the person, but not much confidence, then I'll not be comfortable with the nekudas that this person introduced. If a person, the Herod Chokmah Zatar means I'm a Kabbalist and I'm accepting it as emes, and that's that. So even if there's some sort of possible, maybe yes, maybe not, but I'll call upon him, I'm very firm about it. This is Dvar Hashem, and I can build on this Chochmah, and I need to understand it, but that's what it is. If I don't have that year before the Chochmah, so my Asik and Torah, I'm taking it with some hesitation. I'm taking it with the possibility of not taking it. I'm not saying on it. So that chacham like this guy, because if somebody asks me a kasha on it, it's much more than I would do. If I have a shtickle prayer and somebody asks me a kasha on it, then if I'm honest, my reply will be, I guess you're right, I made a mistake. If I have a Rambam and someone asks a kasha on it, my reaction is, okay, how do we answer the kasha on Rambam? The level of confidence that we have on the Yesod is really going to be is going to reflect the level of confidence we have on the things that are built on top of the Yesod. So that person's chachma will not be miskayemes in the sense that it doesn't have the firmness. It doesn't stand the test of time, of question, anything, because I don't know what the chacham is built on. It's an idea. It is an idea. Great. As long as I have no kashas and spheres, the idea stands. If I have some issues with it, well, maybe let's stop the idea. The idea is not shayach. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions?
All of this applies, I'm assuming, to someone who is a maimon, someone who already, you know, believes in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I mean, so let's say in the world of Kiruv Rechayk, I mean, the whole concept is fakarat. It's chachmas, the chachmas is first, and then the yira comes afterwards, and then and then once you have that, then that, I'm saying there's no...
It does mean that at some point, a person realizes that in the ongoing Nahalach, let's give a simple marshal from something else. The a person, as he's dating a woman, he is questioning, evaluating, and so on. That relationship is proper, but it cannot be a marriage. A person can't get married and say, "Well, I'll keep an open mind about it." It doesn't portend a very good marriage. At some point, I say, if you want a happy marriage, if you want your wife to be the person that you want it to be, you're going to have to let go. That's a very, very important piece to it. You need to, yes, you need to be able to say, from this point onwards, I'm a couple, and then it works. That's a very, very, that's an important point over here.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Shkach. Shkach.
Alter, bye.
Alter.
Nice to meet you regular Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Okay, bye.
Alter.
You look like you had it for the week.
Whenever it's around, I'm just, I'm going to lose it.